Welcome to Happy Hour.
Definitely Dynamite. Let's rock again. All right.
I jump his bones.
Yeah, she's tripping Jack Daniels. It all rules. All that shit rules.
Run back my cart, drink a few beers, and puke on some unsuspecting victims.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow. We are back. Doing a happy hour, number 11, AD.
What is our problem? What's the matter with us?
I love these. It's been since like June since we've done one. And so,
it's cooled off a bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it's finally time to belly up to the bar here.
I'm so in.
Do another happy hour where we're playing vinyl-related games and trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm very excited. We're joined, of course, as always, by Liz Damian Brooks.
Yay. Hey. Well, not always. For the first time.
For the first time at Happy Hour. Right? Yes. And she's brought with her the one that's going to be kicking off all the intros and generally causing a lot of mayhem during the proceedings. That is Sal 5000.
I am ready. I am always ready. I have been ready. I am ready.
You know, she's right. Sal works hard during the happy hours. I mean, it's a shorter show, and she actually has a lot more heavy lifting to do.
She finally gets off her ass and does something is what happens.
She's usually busy out there, you know, in her bathrobe and her fuzzy slippers. And
yelling at us with her hair.
You bastards.
Got the curlers in. Yeah.
You know, I live to serve you.
Oh, see, that makes me feel bad. Hey, we also got a special guest with us here tonight, and that is Johnny Zapp.
Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome back to Shabby. You couldn't stay away.
I couldn't stay away, so I never left.
Yes.
It just feels that way here.
He snuggled up to David Coverdale in the corner, and I don't know what was going on under the.
Give him a blanket.
He's an okay bunkmate, I hear.
Yeah,
he's all right. He's not too shabby.
I like him.
Johnny Zapp is one of the writers for Vintage Guitar Magazine. So all you guitar players out there probably have read some of his work. He lives in Tucson, but here he is in Sunny Slope, in Phoenix.
Check out his stuff. Yeah.
And JohnnyZapp.com. Right?
JohnnyZapp.com. That's it. JohnnyZapp.
I know an amazing .com that's also worth mentioning, AD.
What would that be?
NameOnAnything.com.
Oh, that's right. We do that every so often.
Yes.
Well, let's just say, Ryan, you know, today was kind of a lazy day for me. Let's just say you're sitting around your masturbatorium all day long making lists of all the stuff you'd like to put your name on. I know I do. That's why I keep my pen and paper in my phallus palace. It's a good thing I know all about customized and personalized stuff there is at NameOnAnything.com because that damn list just keeps getting longer every day. Put your company name or your band logos on stuff like backpacks and notebooks or lighters for your stogies or custom storage containers for your rotten pierogies. They'll make your jacket with a logo on the back. Or sexy custom calendars so you can show off your rack. If you can think of it, they can put your name on it. So click yourself on over to NameOnAnything.com. And don't forget the holidays are coming. And who's got a plethora of fully customized gifts with other people's names and favorite photos on them? Your pals at NameOnAnything.com. That's who. NameOnAnything.com.
That's right. And you will save 10% if you mention Shabby Road Record Show when you put your order together. Great people over there. Support our show by supporting that awesome business and get some stuff printed up right away. All right. Let's play some vinyl-related games and trivia, AD. We've got a game of Overboard. You've got Price Hike.
We got some Price Hike on this side of the room. Yeah, on the black or the red side. I don't even know what side I'm on.
We got Luscious Liz's Rock and Roll Quiz coming up, featuring Johnny's going to come in. We're going to change up that one.
Yeah, we'll change it up.
We got a three-way here going, a little three-way.
Yes. Yeah. We're instead of us both answering the same question, we're going to each have our own questions this time.
Yes, and the opportunity to steal if one can't answer the appointed question. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And, you have a happy track?
I do.
All right.
I do.
I've got, of course, Heap or Poe, where one has to figure out, is it Heap, Uriah Heap, or is it Edgar Allan Poe? Another classic.
I have not been keeping up on this, so.
Oh, man, you guys. Well, let's get cracking there, Sally. Why don't you launch into a game of Overboard?
It's time to play Overboard.
That's right, AD, Johnny Zapp. We are sailing across the seven seas in this USS Minnow. And unfortunately, we're taking on water. But even worse than that, like the Enola Gay, we've got some precious cargo on board that we need to deliver. But we can't carry it all, so we have to throw one record off into the briny deep, never to be heard from again. This is horrible.
It's awful. It's tough to be seaman.
So, this time on Happy Hour, we have a theme here of great British glam rock from the summer of 1972.
Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one.
Now, we're going to start with probably the number one British glamour from 1972. I brought on board Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
Oh. I knew it.
Should Davy Jones go to the Davy Jones's locker? You be the judge. So we have this classic, of course, Suffragette City, the title track. It's just, the list goes on. And yes, we actually...
stood right there.
We recreated that album cover, that iconic David Bowie album cover, when we were in London last year.
Yep.
Last summer, this
stood
summer.
Stood in the very spot and had our pictures taken.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So we're all big fans of that record, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's a record you don't listen to singles. You listen from start to finish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not to be outdone, also from the summer of 1972, I brought The Slider by T-Rex.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to bring T-Rex.
I didn't know the ship was going to take on water, you guys.
What are you going to leave one of them home?
Yep. T-Rex is The Slider, arguably their finest hour. Metal Guru, Telegram Sam, Flo and Eddie singing background vocals.
Ballrooms of Mars.
Ballrooms of Mars. It just goes on and on. The list.
Are you my main man?
Main man, yeah. The title track, also fantastic.
Right.
I mean, this is the golden years from Mark Bolan and T-Rex, The Slider from 1972. Well,
look at that. Oh, my.
The summer of 1972 was just the greatest over there in jolly old England for glam rock. One band who had a history prior to putting on some fancy threads that they found at Carnaby Street. Produced by David Bowie.
He brought Mott the Hoople.
Mott the Hoople's All the Young Dudes album.
You dick.
One of these has to go overboard.
Oh, God. No, Ryan McKay, you have to go.
Not only is it the famous title track from Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes.
Is that an option, Liz?
Yes.
But you get all kinds of One of the Boys.
Wow, that's a good one.
You get just...
Jerk and Crocus.
Another classic, just a seminal record by Mott the Hoople. Really, just a where it all came together for him. Of course, the Mott album would follow it the following year. Probably, arguably, a better record. But I'll let you decide which one you're going to throw overboard. AD, is it going to be Ziggy Stardust from David Bowie, All the Young Dudes from Mott the Hoople, or is it going to be T-Rex's The Slider?
The Slider. Boom. Done.
What?
What?
Wow.
What?
No, even you didn't even need a minute.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I will never part with this record ever.
You're holding is
the Mott the Hoople record. Never look at that guy. Look at that guy. That record's not going anywhere.
So what is it about The Slider that made you throw that over as opposed to Ziggy?
I love Ziggy better. I love that record more.
Wow.
I simply adore that. I love Mark Bolan. And I can take the Electric Warrior. God, you know, Slider's a great record. It's a great record.
Start Here but record for T-Rex?
That would have to be Electric Warrior.
Electric Warrior. See, I think of the two, that's my favorite.
Okay.
I that's what I would say. And your Mott collection isn't complete without this and Mott and the Hoople.
He's shaking it and nodding.
And
you're like a politician, era.
And That. And the Come on, right?
It's
Ziggy,
an audio podcast AD.
I'm holding up the Ziggy Stardust. Yeah, there you close go. Your eyes and if you're driving, listen. Nice. Close your eyes and now imagine I'm holding up the Ziggy Stardust.
Now, come on.
I see one eye's open out there. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That, right?
So, okay, we got one,
say
one vote for the slider from T-Rex. I turn my attention now to Johnny Zapp, our guest. You have to throw off one of those. What are you thinking?
I had the slider and the Ziggy album as a kid. I acquired Mott the Hoople as an adult in my 30s. I don't want to be thrown overboard, but I'd have to throw Mott out.
Mott, killing me, Smalls.
Oh, Liz just had a cardiac arrest behind you.
But well I've still got the slider and Ziggy.
Oh my God, get out.
Oh.
Part of me is crying inside.
I have more champagne, Liz.
Okay, you can stay.
She's good. Yeah. Yay.
See that? Now all of a sudden I'm back.
Yeah, you're good, yeah.
So,
and it's nothing personal. I mean, you set us up, bro.
I did, right?
Yes. I know.
Deliciously, like, purpose, if I may be so bold.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I mean,
so as Liz said, can't we just throw Ryan over? He weighs more than three records.
It's funny. He does.
How dare you?
It's funny how the minute somebody goes, well, I'll throw this one album, you hate that one. You hate fucking the slider.
Yeah, man, it's nothing personal against it. Yeah. You were so quick to throw the slider out.
Oh, fucking absolutely.
But it doesn't mean you hate that record.
Right.
So,
okay. Well, so, all the young dudes is into the briny deep. We got one vote for Slider, one vote for Mott. Liz Morgan, you're guffawing at both of the selections. Oh, sorry, Liz Damian Brooks, the notorious LDB.
It's harder for us to get used to than you.
I know.
What's it going to be, LDB?
I am never, ever, ever going to throw Mott the Hoople.
That's my girl. I'm hugging you from across the room.
Okay.
No, fuck, I'll come over there.
Okay. And never, ever, you know how much I love...
You love Mark Bolan.
Mark Bolan.
Oh!
I can't believe what I'm about to hear.
So, as much as I adore David Bowie...
Dang.
Oh,
and I do.
Wow.
It has to be Ziggy. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is an abomination.
Wow, that's hardcore.
I'm sorry. Damn. But I can get it anywhere.
One of my films.
Yes.
You can't get Soul Love on the radio.
No.
5 years.
Song.
But you can get Ziggy.
On the radio too much, yes.
The 5 years.
Antithesis of David Bowie on any of his albums.
Good point.
Okay. She's thinking logistically.
Okay, I get you.
We were thinking emotionally. She's hammering out the logistics here. Well, that's a very smart way to go.
Tough one.
Well,
that's a tough call, Ryan. Captain McKay.
I guess I'm going to be the tiebreaker, obviously, because you've all chose a different record.
Oh, so that boomerang now, didn't it? Look at you now.
It's backfired on me.
Yeah.
Well, Ziggy Stardust is one of my top five favorite albums of all time. So I shan't throw that over just based on that merit alone. That is rarefied air for me to be in that top five. So Ziggy stays. Now, that brings it down to Slider.
It's between me and AD.
Yeah, Slider or All the Young Dudes. Which should I throw off? To be honest with you, Slider is my favorite T-Rex album. I am throwing off Mott the Hoople's All the Young Dudes.
Damn, you guys. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it's the strongest of the three you mentioned, AD. I think Mott.
Oh, no. It's absolutely.
It's the weakest of the three.
But it's the beginning of that era, much like the black and white period. The Blue Oyster Cult album isn't the strongest of those three. But take it away.
Strong.
Take it away, and what do you got?
Strong parallels. Well, you got Tyranny, Mutation, and Speak of Treaties.
That's only two of the
one
three.
One has to go. I'm not saying I hate it. So
You now suddenly you hate Mott.
Yeah. Well, dear listeners, which one would you throw off? Would you throw off Bowie,
Ryan,
T-Rex, or Mott the Hoople, or me?
Or Ryan.
Let us know by reaching out to us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. That would be at Shabby Podcast. And hit us up. You can also email us, shabbyroadshow@yahoo.com. Let us know. We're always curious. And as we coast into port here.
Three different ports, apparently.
Yeah.
Four.
Ooh, that was a tough one. All right.
That was, man.
Are you ready for your price hike?
I got some price hike. Let's do this.
All right, let's launch it.
Attention shoppers. It's time to play Price Hike.
That's right. It's time to play Price Hike, the game that tests your vinyl pricing skills while the clock is ticking and the most annoying yodelers ever disturb and distract and test your every last fucking nerve. The rules are simple until I try to explain them. Here's how they go. You're going to be asked, Ryan, to guess the pricing of three record albums by placing them on the game board, which we actually don't have, but I just thought that sounded great. Yeah, they won't fit there, but we'll work it. Yeah, if you put them both side by side. So you will be asked to guess the pricing of three record albums by placing them on the game board in the correct order. The records should be placed left to right with the lowest priced album on the left and the highest priced on the right.
Mm-hmm.
You will have 30 seconds to complete this task. And then when you feel you have the albums in the proper order, you will notify the judges. If they are in the correct order, Ryan, you win.
Mm.
If they are not, you may continue trying and you will have as many tries as you like within the 30 seconds.
Okay.
The pricing method I use, Ryan.
Oh, here we go.
And members of the Academy are as such. I take every very good / very good plus price listing on Discogs.
Okay.
I use a bell curve. I throw out the highs and the lows because there's always extremes, right? With the net. And then I average out the remaining records. I do not include shipping. And Ryan, here's why. I figured this out.
Incorrect method.
No. And here's why. The records are already here. They're not going anywhere. They're from my personal collection.
That's right.
So there's no shipping involved. I just got to walk over there and get them. Okay, so
let's not get into this again.
So anyway, so tonight, Ryan, okay, my three selections should be called the Battle of the Lovable Misfits.
Okay.
All three records come from my personal collection. Then they're weird fucking records, but I love them all for what they are because these oddballs are naive, quirky, charming, brash, and brave all at the same time. Each of these artists brings a unique sense of self to the table in their unabashed, unashamed glory. First up, Ryan, I have I Enjoy Being a Girl by Franck.
Oh, come on.
We've played that.
Don't remember Franck.
Franck. Actually, it's pronounced Frank, but we pronounce it Franck here because it's cooler.
A shabby favorite of yours.
Our favorite folk song singing lesbian.
That's right.
And
probably the most famous lesbian folk singer.
Ever.
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 Franck.
P-H-R-A-N-C. I Enjoy Being a Girl. Her record came out on Island Records, speaking of, 1989. It's produced by Victor DiLorenzo. Ryan, her Ricky Nelson boyish good looks, her kitschy, simple, and charmingly unpolished songwriting limitations.
And her glass of milk that she's holding.
Right, that milk toast thing.
On this sort of Christmassy-looking cover, right. Although it's not Christmas
One of those
at all.
Weird little records milk. That you should... Why, yeah. Why are we drawn to this? It's like an accident.
It is.
And but it's charming and it's fun and it's full-on Franck. Okay, so that's your first, Ryan.
Yes.
Okay, think about that for a second. Second up, I have My Beach by the Surf Punks.
Oh,
on Epic Records, came out in 1980, Ryan.
These records are getting weirder.
Produced by Dennis Dragon. One of the great shitty albums of all time. It's all about surfing and stoner Malibu beach life from the brother of Captain and Tennille's Daryl Dragon. Surf Punk's Dennis Dragon and his Spicoli-looking bookend Drew Steele are the kings of the beach. Do not fuck with them. This record is pure guilty pleasure. What are the same... name a couple songs on there.
Well, Big Top. Isn't Big Top one
of them? Yeah, talking about giant boobs in a tiny bikini, right?
Yes. That's me.
Too big for her top. My when beach, are those strings going to pop?
My Beach.
My Beach.
Can't Get a Tan.
My Beach, man.
Surfer's Nightmare. Bird Bathroom.
Yeah, Bird Bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, so So, okay, you got that, Ryan. Surf Punks, My Beach. And third up in the Battle of the Misfits, the Lovable Misfits, I have God Bless Tiny Tim.
Oh, damn it.
I'm saying all of these are under $10.
Yes. God bless no Tiny doubt Tim. About that. This is going to be
reprise. That's what's going to be hard about it.
None of
that's
these are valuable whatsoever.
Exactly. It's going to be within a buck or two.
Yes.
I figured this would be a hard one. Tiny Tim's God Bless Tiny Tim came out on reprise in 1968, produced by Richard Perry, Ryan, who did a lot of the Harry Nilsson records.
Yes.
A weirdo classic, the most beloved creepy dude of all the hippie generation, including Father Yod, Ryan. Tiny Tim was an entertainment car crash. We just couldn't look away. In his ill-fitting and out-of-fashion suit, along with his barn-sized beak, his Weird Al hairdo, his crooning silly old-style ditties, and his creaky falsetto, and his unstable baritone with his quirky peanut bag vibrato, all while strumming absently on his ukulele. Oh. Tiny Tim's God Bless Tiny Tim. So, Ryan.
Oh, God.
Let's do some pricing, shall we? Let's set the timer, Liz. Sal, wake the drunken yodelers, if you will.
Are you ready?
Are you ready to play Price Hike, Ryan?
Yes.
All right.
Well, then, good luck and go! You got it!
I got it?
That may be a record.
Oh, wow. I got lucky there.
That may be a record. Clocking in at an average price of $4.99, it's Frank's I Enjoy Being a Girl. It's actually Frank, but you know how it is.
We call it Frank.
Frank. I Enjoy Being a Girl. $4.99, Ryan. Very well done. Coming in the middle, number two, Surf Punk's My Beach album. Averaging out at $6.99 on Discogs.
Too much for that album. Way too much.
Let me tell you, honestly, God love all these records. And of course, the most expensive, the gem, the hope diamond, the hopeless diamond of the collection is Tiny Tim's God Bless Tiny Tim, clocking in at a whopping $12.99.
$12.99 for that? Wow. For horror show?
You have to explain how Frank wound up in your collection, though.
Oh,
do tell us.
It was on an episode. Steve Seaborg came down from Chicago, and we were over at Record Room, and we're just thumbing through these, you know, Ryan's over in the blues section. I'm looking at some P-Funk, and, you know, Steve's over there browsing in the P's somewhere, right? And he sees this, and we hear this, like, oh, what? Like this sort of like this groan, like, you know, your favorite hitter just struck out in a stadium full of people, and he just goes, oh, you know, you could hear it. It was the air got sucked out of the entire record store. And he goes, look at this.
Frank.
And he walks over to me and goes, you got to buy this.
No, I don't.
And, yes, exactly. Well, that's pretty much, can say no.
It's pretty much, I'm like, I'll buy that. He goes, if you don't, I'm buying it for you. And I go, well, all right. And then he did. So
yeah, good answer. He's like, if you don't, I'll buy it for you. Then you're like, cool, I'm not spending money on it.
But so you know what? Did. It's one that when he brought it over to me, he goes, and it was like, well, I don't know how much, $4.99, $5.99, whatever. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking buy that.
Right.
Fuck on. Yeah.
And but he ended up being a cool record.
It's the weirdest fucking album. Have you ever heard it?
I have not.
No. We played.
No one's heard it.
Let's just put it on. Let's just fuck the rest of the show and just listen to Frank.
I'm good.
We've heard it.
It's actually not bad. It's a great
weird.
Singer.
It's just bizarre.
It's cool, though.
It's just weird.
We
very
liked it.
Bizarre.
It's Don't Let the Cover Fool You.
There's a song about Martina.
She's a lesbian.
Navratilova.
Yeah. What? I'd have never guessed.
All right, well, wow, Ryan, I think you might have set a record.
I know, my
thank
goodness.
You.
That
yeah.
was that was pretty quick.
That was just luck. That was dumb
that was
luck.
Quick. That's what Michelle says all the time.
The only hey,
what,
now.
About the dumb luck thing or about the
no, quick
about
it
the
is.
Other?
Quick.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I could think of
or
is
both.
Based on the, you know, the name recognition that Tiny Tim was the most expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
And the thing is, I was going to put Tiny Tim's second record in.
Why did they give him another
two?
One?
Because, oh yeah, I got them both. See, that's how much I like it. I'm weird. I shouldn't probably do this show anymore. Bye, you guys.
Okay, well, shall we move on to Luscious Liz's Rock and Roll Quiz?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
now we have new rules, right?
Yes, we have new rules. We're going to do a little bit different tonight, since we have a wonderful, wonderful guest.
Oh, thanks, Liz.
Oh, wow. That's Johnny. Very kind of you to say about Ryan.
What time do they get here?
Yeah. Johnny's out. I'm going to ask each one of you a question individually.
Okay.
Now, I will ask the person first, and if they can't answer it, the other two get a chance to steal by piping in steal.
We just have to yell steal. Steal, like, sort okay. of go
yes.
fish.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now, do we have to wait until Johnny cannot answer it?
You have to give him at least a few, at least 30 seconds to
answer so before
to,
we yell
you
steal.
You have to tap out. Just say
yeah.
I love your confidence. You're already assuming.
Let's say
when Johnny can answer.
How quickly can we pounce on him?
That'd be the name of the episode. Johnny can't answer it.
Johnny ain't right.
Johnny can't answer it.
So is Johnny going first then?
Well, I'm going to.
Apparently.
Somebody pick between 1, 2, and 3.
Well, there's only
two.
Johnny, pick
2.5?
Pick between 1, 2, and 3.
2.
Ryan, you're going to go first.
Oh, excellent.
What is the pen and paper for then?
Hmm?
Is the pen and paper
no,
for
No, you don't
another...
need that.
Yeah, we were going to do it the old way, but yeah. Right.
This is
I
better.
Changed everything.
Change
I got married
is good.
And I changed everything.
That's right. Yes. So I get the first question, all right?
So you get the first question, then best Johnny of... will get the second, and Andy will get the third.
And we're doing 3 each?
Yes.
Okay.
For a total of 9, and I have tiebreakers.
Okay.
Hell's Angels.
Oh, do you hear the motorcycles? Our Hell's Angels brethren.
Our protectors.
Yeah.
There they go. I don't know if the mics are picking that up. It's loud as shit.
Yeah.
It is loud.
All right.
Six okay. bikers just left.
All right, here we go.
Yep. Yeah.
The Luscious Liz.
Damn. Damn.
Rock and roll quiz.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 1.
All righty.
Which Welsh singer was born Gaynor Hopkins in June of 1951?
I'm going to say Tom Jones.
Wrong.
Oh, Steel.
In okay, AD.
Dusty Springfield.
Wrong.
Steel.
Johnny.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Wrong.
I just wanted to say that.
Okay. The answer is Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyner, Tyler?
Yes.
Oh,
Total
fuck.
Eclipse of the Heart.
Totally eclipse.
I guess I should have known that Gaynor is a girl's name, but I wasn't quite sure.
She sings like I would Our sound friend. If I got punched in the stomach. Totally eclipse. You okay? I'm fine. I'm doing okay. I'll be all right. I think I broke a rib. Total eclipse of the ribs.
Okay, Johnny.
Yes.
Who made the highly rated 1959 jazz album Kind of Blue?
Oh, wow. Louis Prima.
Steel.
No.
Steel.
I was just keeping it up.
Fuck.
Miles Davis.
Yes.
We just talked. Son.
You had to give me a jazz question.
One for hey.
One
sorry.
For me.
That's the way the bucket rolls.
Oh, I gotcha.
Never, I love
it's
champagne.
It's the way the sushi rolls.
Metal Machine Music. Oh, no. Sorry.
All right, AD.
What?
John Mayall's band, which helped launch Eric Clapton's career, was called?
Blues Breakers.
Yes.
Boom.
He gets an easy one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, take the training wheels off for the next one, Liz.
If you go into the M section at Zia right now, there are 400 John Mayall albums.
I know. Yeah.
For
who was
a
buying
buck 99? Yeah. Nobody. Nobody ever did.
No one bought them.
Ryan McKay.
Yes.
Clapner.
Whose single, Glad All Over, knocked the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, off the top of the UK charts in 1964?
Dave Clark 5.
Yes.
Damn, I was going to steal that from you.
2. I almost said the Yardbirds.
Well, Johnny.
Yes?
Which city hosted the Beatles as the resident band at the Kaiser Keller and Top Ten Club?
Steal it, guys.
Steal. Germany.
That's not a city, man.
That's not a city.
Give it back. Hamburg.
Yes. Yes.
Saying steal to get it, but okay, we'll give it to him.
What?
I was saying steel to get it. Germany.
That's silly. Germany. New York, New York. Germany, Germany.
So yeah. What do we got? Two?
The fuck?
2-1
two
to zero.
Two. ADS 2.
When did he get? What else did he get?
Blues Breakers.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
That was okay. The gimme.
I'm drinking and yeah, I know the score.
I would have forgotten.
I'm not good at math.
Thanks for sticking up for me because I'm going, I can't remember which one.
All right, AD.
What?
Who reunited in 1981 for the concert in Central Park, which attracted more than 500,000
music? Come on.
That's not me. Yes.
Going back, is it too late to go back to the other way?
Yes.
Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
It all got thrown off by your pick.
That's your fault. Ryan. What was Gary Glitter's earlier stage name in the 1960s?
Ben Dover.
Steel. Kneel down.
Steel.
Go ahead.
Mr. Drummond.
Steel.
Can we just keep stealing because somebody gets it?
Peter up ya.
Steel. Dick Gazinia.
Steel. Harry Lipschitz.
Steel. Oliver Close Off.
I think we're all right.
Paul Raven.
Oh, yeah. Paul Raven. Yeah. Yeah.
That was my next guess. Yeah. That was my next steal.
Okay. I'm on Johnny, right?
Yeah.
Well, not literally.
Well, now.
Better call Mark.
Kinda, yeah. I'm sort of near Johnny.
What was Elvis Presley's first U.S. number one hit single on the Billboard Hot 100 charts?
That's All Right, Mama.
No.
Whoa.
Steel.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hound Dog.
Wrong.
Steel, Love Me Tender.
Wrong.
Steel Back.
Jesus Christ.
Mystery Train.
Wrong.
Steel.
Gary can't, Glitter.
Can't. Oh. Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, yes. Fuck. I was going to steal that too. God.
Damn. Three. I think we're tied now, AD.
Three.
Zero. No.
Nothing. Come on. Give me that Blues Breakers one.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give
you
that.
Give us all that one.
Okay. I believe this is for AD.
Okay.
What was the first pop video that was released in 1975?
Pop music video?
Mm-hmm. Pop music video released in 1975.
Oh, fuck. I don't fucking know. Is that an answer? Yeah, that's my answer. I don't fucking know.
I didn't know that was an option. I would have said that.
75?
Steel. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
Oh! Whoa! Good job.
Wow.
He's on the board. I think that's it. That's all three for all of us, right?
Yep.
But, me and AD are still tied.
You're tied still.
All right, go.
Okay. What long-running...
Who's answering?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Okay.
What long-running BBC radio chart show began on the Light program in 1955 and later becoming hugely popular when presented by Alan Freeman?
Can you read that again?
Oh, fuck.
What long-running BBC radio chart show began on the Light program in 1955 and later becoming hugely popular when presented by Alan Freeman?
Top of the Pops.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Is it not Top of the Pops?
Pick of the Pops.
Oh.
That's different. Top of the Pops is a TV show.
Oh, it's a radio thing?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I shouldn't get it then.
Okay.
I wouldn't know it was different.
Ah, jeez.
There you go, AD.
I bellowed that too.
All right.
God, bullshit! Okay.
All right. Who sang the hit song Little Old Wine Drinker Me?
AD Adams? I have no idea.
Rod Stewart?
No. Johnny?
Me? You said Little Old Me.
Little Old Wine Drinker Me.
Tiny Tim?
Nope.
Dolly Parton?
Surf Punks?
Nope. Frank?
Nope.
I've never heard that song.
Dean Martin.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You out of questions?
Well, no, I got one. I got a couple more, but this will be for Johnny.
Okay.
What's the name of the motorbiker who dies in the Shangri-La's hit the leader of the pack?
Wasn't his name Johnny?
No.
The leader of the pack.
It's not. I thought it was Johnny, too.
I thought it was Johnny.
Steel Frankie.
We're just going to go with all the popular 50s names. Yeah. Your turn.
The guy in the song, or who's it about?
What was his name in the song?
Bobby.
That's what I was going to say. Is it Bobby?
I don't know.
Jimmy.
Oh, for Jimmy. Fuck's sake.
Oh.
Jimmy.
I'm touching my Jimmy right now, for fuck's sake.
All right, one more, and then we'll just call it.
Oh, wow. This is everybody's... This is a... cliffhanger.
For all the marbles.
14 innings between the Cubs and the Mets.
So here. This one goes to AD. Your chance to win it.
This one goes to AD. The band once called the Soul Giants.
Double Z's!
Released its first album.
Well, I'm sorry. Wait, say it again. Sorry.
The band once called the Soul Giants released its first album under what name?
He's shaking his head
I
at the sky.
No idea.
Soon he'll be shaking his fist at the sky.
I don't know. Who wants to steal that?
You're not going to even just
Soul Giants.
Throw a guess out there.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
No.
I'll try to steal it. I'll say The Temptations.
No. Johnny?
I got nothing.
The Mothers of Invention.
Sons really?
Of whores. Really?
They're not soul. They weren't a soul band.
Not at all. He was playing bicycle spokes with a stick on Merv Griffin. Fuck's sake.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
So do we call this a tie?
I think we'll call it a tie.
We can call it a tie.
Ooh, wow.
I'm
exhausted.
I have one last question.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Serve it up.
What was the name of Keith Moon's only solo album?
Oh, you have it.
Oh, The Other Side of the Moon.
No.
Oh, fuck. That's it? Or something like that. God damn it. I think I did that before.
Yeah, I think so, too. The,
you're close.
Dark Side of the Moon. I don't know.
No. Two Sides.
Two Sides of the Moon.
I do that every time.
All right, well
I'm exhausted. I'm spent.
I've stumped you all.
Well, let's play an easier game.
We need a towel boy in here.
Wow, what's been going on over there on that side of the room? All right, so why don't we check out some Heap or Poe?
Is it Uriah Heap? Or is it Edgar Allan Poe?
Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Ta-da. Heap or Poe?
Oh, that's right. The banshee wailing of David Byron trumpets the arrival of Heap or Poe. In this game, I'm going to recite a series of words. And you are to tell me whether those words belong to the lyrics of Uriah Heap or the poetry of Edgar Allan Poe.
Mick Box kissed me.
And Mick Box has kissed Liz Morgan once. She has extra powers thanks to that. Right? Because of the tongue.
She points at stuff and they light on fire.
So we have Johnny Zapp. You're going to play along.
Absolutely.
You guys will all answer each question simultaneously. And whoever gets the best of five shall take home the gold. And showers. All right, you ready?
I am.
I'm ready.
Here comes the first one.
My favorite game.
First, I give you fire. I turn your fire into a sleepy stream.
Heap.
Johnny says heap. Liz, what do you say? Heap. Or
heap.
That's so Poe.
AD says Poe. He's the one straggler. From The Magician's Birthday, that is the title track, and that is Uriah Heep. All right, you guys keep track of your own scores because earlier we've proven that I cannot do math. 1-1-0. Standing motionless upon the golden threshold of the gate of dreams.
Heap.
Johnny loves answers. He's going to ace this. Liz, what you got? Standing motionless upon the golden threshold of the gate of dreams.
There's been a lot of gold in this game already. Yeah.
I'm going to stay with Heap.
We got Heap and Heap AD.
I kind of want to just stick with Johnny because he knew that right away.
It's like
I'm going to say Poe.
You're going Poe.
I'm going Poe.
Good job, AD.
Oh.
Two blank. That's from Poe. So now AD's on the board.
Who knew?
Tied it up.
I didn't.
I didn't either. Honestly, I didn't either. I could go, yeah, I knew that, but no, I didn't know that.
All right. Question number three.
Yes.
Saved by their bright light and purified in their electric fire.
I'm going with Heap.
I'm going Heap.
Yeah, Poe wouldn't know anything about electricity.
Yeah.
Ooh, good point. I'm going Heap on that. It's got to be Heap.
All Heaps, but that actually does belong to Edgar Allan Poe. To Helen.
Right, fucking Ben Franklin. That cocksucker came before Poe.
Ben Franklin was 17.
Key, with the electricity shit, with the kite and the key.
Bastard.
Right? Oh, son of a bitch. You remember
your
that?
Face, yes. No, yeah, I was around.
You remember that? Yeah.
AD was in ninth grade when that happened.
God damn it.
He was Poe's neighbor.
Oh, okay. So none of y'all got that.
Oh, who would?
Liz fucked y'all up thinking electricity wasn't invented until
pipe it up over
the 20th century.
I was thinking the same thing, though.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. She's flipping me off.
Yeah, who could say electricity? God damn it.
Okay, question number four.
The next one.
Still tied at one, all he is. Free from this waking world, deep in sleep's mystery, my will is free to wander.
So he had a boyfriend named Bill.
Poe.
Liz says Poe. Where are you at, AD, on
gotta
this
gotta be Poe on that. Has to be.
I'm going to go Heap.
Free from this waking world, deep in sleep's mystery, my will is free to wander.
Oh,
from Wonderworld, that's the title track from Uriah Heep.
Ew.
Johnny takes the lead 2-1. All right, last question.
Oh, no.
You two cannot win. You can only tie.
I hear that my whole
life. Johnny comes in, beginner's luck.
It is. It really is. I had one Uriah Heep record.
Apparently.
And no Edgar Allan Poe books. So
you figure if you just keep saying Heap enough, it's going to be, right?
There's a 50-50 chance.
Frantic fire, leaping higher and higher with a desperate desire.
Heap.
Yeah, Poe wouldn't write crap like that. That's pure Heap.
We got three Heaps. The Bells. From Edgar Allan Poe.
Son of a bitch. Oh, wait, I won.
You won, Johnny Zapp.
Oh,
wow, you guys, Johnny? You fools only got one.
I mean,
that's okay.
Let me buy you a drink.
I'm drinking. That's why I don't
know. There you go.
Love of God.
It is after
I lost
all.
My ass on Rock and Roll Quiz.
That was
impressive, my friend.
That was good.
That was sheer luck. I mean, stealing when I should have been by.
Here's the deal.
I know a couple of the Heaps.
Johnny,
Heap
you sounded, every answer you sounded like you fucking knew.
It was the confidence.
And that was
you
the thing.
You have to own it because confidence threw you two off, didn't it?
Yeah,
I didn't know shit.
We should have just let you answer first.
The electricity threw all you off.
Yeah,
take it till you make it.
Ben Kylan with the fucking key and the fucking lightning.
Yeah. Well, you said he was there when it happened.
About all that.
He was there. You were there.
You were there.
I'm thinking like electric guitars and radios and shit. And then I'm going, oh, yeah, fucking electricity. That's right. That was before Poe.
All right. Well, it is happy hour. Really? So why don't we talk about a happy track there, AD?
Oh, I've got such a happy track. It'll make
Manson
you
track?
Freaking happy.
Manson
now, you
family.
Know we've been drinking, and we appreciate that.
What?
Yeah, but it's okay. We're
celebrating.
All right. Well, now we know you've been drinking, and we appreciate
the listeners have been drinking.
Yeah, I said that back.
I hope so.
But this is much, wait, because, this, okay, now we know you've been drinking. Here we go.
Who's been drinking?
Who? I think you've been drinking.
Anyway, what I got is, okay, now we, anyway, I brought some double Z's.
Finally.
Of course.
You got the double Z's, have you?
I can't do my computer good. I can't.
You probably
I brought
should
some double
just
Z's.
Give up on that
the
computer.
Tejas. I brought some Tejas.
This album sucks.
It does
it
not suck.
It does. It's the end of the era.
Doesn't it suck? Am I thinking of a different
one? Listen.
This is the pre-eliminator. This is the cruiser.
Right, okay, so this is the shitty one, right?
Just because you've been drinking doesn't mean you can't put one in the go cup and take one home with you. And that's what they're talking about here, the double Z's, okay?
Oh, okay.
From the album Tejas from 1976. Yes, it's all pre-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, but it still had some redeeming qualities. There were some still boogie-woogie songs and a couple bluesy numbers. London Records.
You know what? I want to retract my sucking statement.
What's the...
El Loco sucks.
El Loco, right, yes.
El
this
Loco.
Is a good record. Tejas is good.
Okay.
Hey, I got a quick question. What's the name of the member of the band? The only member of the band that doesn't have a beard.
Beard, right? Yeah.
Heap.
Yeah. Heap.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's not working anymore.
So what I'm gonna play because this work happy hour, right?
Yeah.
We've been drinking. You've been drinking.
Yes.
I'm gonna play a sexy little number about having a little bit too much to drink.
Mm-mm.
And then speeding off in your leg-filled double Z mobile. Only to get pulled over and handcuffed and not by one of them sharp-dressed ladies in the car. So everyone, finish up and hit the front door, people, before you stumble towards your car. The only thing we ask that you never, ever attempt to text or use your handheld device while you've been drinking and driving, because that shit could get somebody killed. We're going to play some Arrested for Driving While Blind.
Nice.
Okay.
Double Z.
That's tasty right there. That guitar tone is just
unbelievable.
So good. His hands. He's got the best hands, man.
Yeah,
he's
just, and it's just Les Paul and the Marshall.
Right?
Yeah.
No gizmos.
Yeah, nothing in between it.
No gadgetry.
He's one of those guys, Billy Gibbons, where like you could play the exact same lick, but it wouldn't sound right on the guitar.
Well, absolutely not.
Nope.
Something about the way he executes it.
And we were talking about the chugga, 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 the era where the stopping point, we always talk about starting points, but the stopping point with ZZ, with Double Zs, is this record. When I pull this record out, it's like, everybody kind of wince, and it's like, no. This is the one. This is the last good one.
This is the end.
This is the last great ZZ Top record. So anybody who overlooks it in a record store, please don't, because you're going to get really good Double A's on this motherfucker.
I got confused,
too, just by the cover art. As soon as I flipped it over and read the track title,
yeah,
I remember.
I think Snappy Khaki's on this one.
It was just starting to fade right here.
This is the last of the great, where every track on this record you go, fuck yeah. Literally every track, like an early Skinner record would.
Mm. And look how young they were. Their beards were only down to like
normal size.
Their chins.
Like regular beard guy beard.
Those are 5 o'clock shadows for them.
Yeah.
They became Santa Clausian.
They shaved earlier in the day. That's what it looked like. All right. Well, the happy hour is now wrapping up here, and they're flickering the lights at us and saying, get the hell out of here.
Thank God.
We thank you guys for listening in on these happy hours. We love doing these. They're a lot of fun, and it's always a sort of a break from our usual show. So we hope you enjoyed it. Let us know. Find us over on the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram stuff, or email us at shabbyroadshow@yahoo.com. We're still around there on the email if you don't do the social media stuff. Johnny Zapp, thank you for hanging out with us here. We did a regular show.
Thanks for having me.
You can check him out at johnnyzapp.com. You can read his stuff on Vintage Guitar, right?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
This issue had Martin Barr in it. I loved it.
It did. I think we did something on Martin Barr last time, too, and we did another piece on Wayne Kramer.
Yeah, saw that, too. Loved it.
I need to subscribe to that. Is it like actually a hard copy magazine?
It is. We're one of the few that still do that.
I'll subscribe to it if you mention me.
Absolutely.
Wow.
She's an endorsement deal, yeah.
Is that LizDamianBrooks.com?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
No, it's Wicked
Bitch.
Oh,
in the magazine.
And now that Liz is subscribed, you should too.
That's right. So that is the notorious LDB back there running the controls. Thank you, LDB, for doing that for us. And she's, of course, got her girl that's working super hard tonight. That is Sal 5000. Well done, Sally.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
She was very mild-mannered for her.
See, we need to keep her busy. She's happy.
You just need
working.
To keep her drunk.
We broke her like a horse.
Like a That's a happy horse. Computer. That's a happy electronic girl.
I think we just wore her out. They're smoking, and it smells like burnt electronics in here.
Ooh.
Or is that just Shabby Road?
Yeah, it could be. There's light
power
flicker.
Power surging and throbbing, yet under control.
I
like her like
You
this.
Like the sexy one.
Yeah.
All right, let's get on up out of here and start driving while blind.
Yep. Get your keys and get out of here.
Good night.
A portion of the Shabby Road Record Show is fearlessly brought to you by those crazy bastards at nameonanything.com. Use the promo code SHABBY at checkout and save 10% on your order. Nameonanything.com.